Where does lost luggage go? Perhaps you've wondered that if you've ever landed in an airport and your bags didn't arrive. Today we will tell you where that luggage most likely did go, if you don't soon locate it. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
It was an unlikely beginning to a very successful business.
The business actually started in 1970, and he went to D.C. to buy his first load of unclaimed baggage. He had a friend up there that had some bags, and he wasn't quite sure what to do with them. So he borrowed $300 from one grandfather and a pickup truck from the other, and they went up to D.C. to buy these bags and brought them back here to Alabama.
As Brenda Cantrell explains, Doyle Owens unpacked the items and began to sell them from his home. He soon began buying unclaimed bags from the airlines, and a business was born. The Unclaimed Baggage Center in Scottsboro, Alabama.
By far the majority of the time, the bags are reunited on the next flight, within 24 hours, things like that. But the airlines spend up to 90 days reuniting bags with their owners, and over 99.9% of the time, they are successful.
But on occasion, those bags aren't reunited after 90 days. The passenger is paid a claim by the airline, and the bag is often bought by the Unclaimed Baggage Center, or UBC, sight unseen.
And we purchase these bags sight unseen and bring them back to our facility here in Alabama. But we also get things that are left in overhead compartments and backseat pockets that the airline is not legally liable for. That's where you get a lot of your electronics.
Items left in a seat back pocket or overhead bin are simply lost and found, and they don't go through the same 90-day process.
We sell the best of what we get into the store, and so we only sell about a third of what we actually pay for and handle. And we donate a significant amount, and then we throw away and recycle the remaining items.
This is a large store with a wealth of items, and you can see our TV version of the story by downloading the free My Farm TV app and going to the American Countryside tab. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Scottsboro, Alabama, I'm Andrew McRae.